David Key is a research director for the Minnesota Soybean Growers. Dave, you remember late last fall, early this winter, I called you and said, what are the reasons that we had, for the most part, such tremendous soybean yields in the 2020 growing season? And you remember one of those reasons you said was we got the beans planted really early. Well, we're trying to follow your advice to plant early this year, but boy, with these cold temperatures, a lot of farmers are wondering if they should plant corn, let alone plant beans when it's this cold.
Well, it's a chancy situation. It's cold, but it's kind of dry. And that means soil temperatures will move up quickly once the sun comes out. Now, I don't know what to tell folks other than it's still early. Our optimal window is the first 2 weeks of May. This is the last 2 weeks of April. So we still have a chance for an early season.
Now, I was shocked the last couple days. Let's put the days on. It was Wednesday morning and Tuesday morning. I got to the studio about 4:30, a touch before, and it was 20 or 21 degrees. I saw at the Southern Research and Outreach Center at Waseca, we tied an all-time record low of 19 degrees. But then I looked at the 2-inch depth, the average, and it was about 50 degrees, even after a couple really cold mornings. But then it makes sense. The soil's dry, so we can see that soil temperature warm up fast and then drop fast at the 2-inch depth.
Well, if you look down to the 8-inch depth, the temperature on those days was, maximum temperature was in the upper 40s to 50, and the minimum temperature was 43 to 46. So we've kind of got a heat zone beneath it that's pushing a little bit of temperature up, so that while we may have 19 degrees, we got a 48-degree temperature bank below us that's keeping that 2-inch from dropping that low.
And the general rule of thumb is beans need about 60 degrees to germinate, don't they? But then I saw one picture that an agronomist had put out. Beans that were planted there in that warm weather right after Easter had germinated.
The optimal germination window is 54 degrees for or minimum germination window. It's 54 degrees for soybeans and about 50 for corn. But at those temperatures, it's kind of what you want to do is plant in the 40s with the prediction of the atmospheric temperature staying relatively positive so that the soil temperature is warming up pretty quickly. That's kind of the optimal deal. Last time I checked the weather service, they didn't have a box for cooperation.
I learned a long time ago the National Weather Service or Mother Nature doesn't have or doesn't care about Jerry's opinion on what the weather should do. I learned that a long time ago.
Well, if they don't pay attention to you, they sure won't pay attention to me, Jerry.
But looking at the forecast, you know, we got some sunshine and then toward the weekend warmer, and they're even talking the low 70s by early next week, even though it's supposed to be cloudy. So it's kind of like we're moving in the right direction.
We're moving in the right direction. If I were in a farmer's position trying to make a guess, I'd probably sit down and make sure my equipment's ready to go, but wouldn't pull the trigger until Monday morning after I looked at that forecast.
Because, boy, Monday is still the 26th of April. Not too many years ago, that was almost unheard of to plant beans that early.
Yeah, well, I think I made a statement to you before. One of the most amazing things that I've seen in Minnesota is they can plant the entire state in 2 weeks. Surprisingly, mostly they only got 13 days to do it.
Yeah, sometimes we're kind of used to the weather going against us, so we've got the manpower and the equipment to get the job done in a real big hurry, maybe compared to some of the states farther to the south when they don't quite have those same time constraints.
You're absolutely correct. When I worked in Texas, we started planting on Valentine's Day every year, and we quit planting sometime in the middle of June. We wore planters out up there rather than dragging them into the field as fast as we do up here.
The other question I wanted to ask you about, Dave, and I would be tempted to maybe have an insurance policy of a good seed treatment on those beans if we're planting really early, or maybe it isn't quite as critical because it is dry out there, but you don't know what Mother Nature is going to throw at us in a few days either, I guess.
That is a big issue. This is when you look at the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center. It's got Minnesota's total soil moisture It's pretty good, between 300 and 400 for southern Minnesota. It's between 300 and 400 millimeters of soil moisture. When you look at the anomaly for your part of state, you're almost 40 millimeters short of normal. So it's, while it may be adequate, it's drier than normal, and it's drier than normal, deeper than normal. So you don't have a bank of water in there. It may be a situation where you get plenty of water to keep the crop up, but not enough water to really develop a big disease problem. It's really, like you said, if you could predict the weather real well, you can make a fortune in farming.
Yes, you sure could. The other thing I heard too, Dave, is that really early planting of soybeans, you might be setting yourself up more to sudden death syndrome, or maybe soybean cyst nematode damage might look a lot worse. So maybe a seed treatment would be a good benefit there. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first off is know your numbers. What's your soybean cyst nematode level in your fields? Second is, what's the past expression of sudden death syndrome in that field? If you got fairly decent SCN numbers, you know you're going to have a higher probability of SDS popping in on the plant not being able to fight it off. So it depends upon each field. If you don't have a big SCN problem in that field and you haven't had SDS, treatment might not pay for itself. But if you've got numbers that cause you to make sure and select the soybean cyst nematode resistant varieties, and you have had SDS, this might be the year it pays.
Because we've got some seed treatments that are really good at helping fight sudden death syndrome, don't we, Dave?
Yeah, but it's not cheap.
Oh, there always is that, isn't there?
Yeah, and it's like me. I can fill up on cornbread and beans, but I much prefer filling up on steak and shrimp.
Exactly. So there again, it's a case of knowing your field. Maybe if you've had a sudden death syndrome in the past, maybe don't plant that field or start there. Plant another field and wait for that field with the history to when it's a little bit warmer.
Well, I'm going to be a little different. Plant the fields that are ready to plant, whether it's corn or soybeans. When that field's ready to plant, plant. Now, when it's early like this, really look hard at the weather forecast, and then what's it like? Because your SDS and SCN problem is going to be worse if it takes a long time for that seedling to develop a good solid root system and grow rapidly. So if it's going to stay in the 40s at night and you're not going to get but mid-50s for a high, that soil temperature is not going to jump up there like it would be. If it stays in the 40s at night and jumps up to 65, 75 degrees, where you can get that plant to pick up and run.
So the long and short of it then is, Dave, your advice for soybean growers is maybe sit tight if they want to plant soybeans, and maybe wait until Monday and see what the weather forecast is for Monday and on into next week?
Well, what I want to tell folks is they know their fields better than I do. They also know their planting patterns and how much time they've got to get everything done. But right now, I would be inclined to sit until Monday morning, because we're going to have a cold spell come in on Saturday, and how cold will it get? Sometimes the weatherman is exactly right, and when he says it's going to hit 29, it only hits 31. Occasionally, he'll say it hit 29, it hits 19.
Yeah, and that can happen in the spring of the year in Minnesota.
Yes, sir. Like you said, there's not a cooperation button on that weather forecast. Mother Nature tells us what to do. We don't tell her what to do.
David Key, the research director for the Minnesota Soybean Growers.